The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Erica on the phone today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Erica.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I need you guys to help me out and call my boyfriend, Matt. He's so embarrassing, and he needs someone to put him, to tell him what he's doing is weird.
What is he doing?
Okay, so every St. Patrick's Day, he thinks he's Irish. Like
everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't seem weird at all. That seems normal.
No, it's so bad. He dresses up in, like, all green. It's too much. And he's not even, here's the thing. He's not even Irish. He's Latino.
Okay. So that's embarrassing to you.
It's so embarrassing. He just looks stupid.
Yeah.
He's just running around in all green and weird hats and beads. It's really bad.
Yeah. He sounds like Megan. Megan, you and him should hang out.
I'm actually Irish. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, but I'm okay. So you want him to stop celebrating St. Patrick's Day like he's Irish?
Yeah. If he can, yes.
Okay. All right. Hang on with let's call him up.
Hello?
Matt.
Yeah, hello?
Good morning, Matt. How are you? This is Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big A Morning Mess.
Oh, what's up, guys?
What's
Hi.
Up, man? Don't get too excited. We also have your girlfriend with us. Erica?
Hi, Matt.
Hi. What's going on?
Erica told us that you're a big fan of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. I love it.
Yeah.
She said it's embarrassing, though, because you're Latino and you go out and pretend like you're Irish.
What's embarrassing about that?
Oh, my God.
Erica, what's embarrassing about that?
Like, you have a shirt that says "French kiss me, I'm Irish." You don't think that's weird?
No, I love it. It's, come on, babe. You know I love to drink. St. Patrick's Day, Notre Dame's my team. You know, so this is my jig. You know.
No, it's too much. It's too much. Trust me, everyone thinks so.
Everyone thinks so. So, like on St. Patrick's Day, you pretend like you're Irish, or are you just like out there for beer? Like, are you a big green beer fan? What's your?
You better believe it. I mean, what is St. Patrick's Day all about, guys?
Pretending you're Irish.
Well, it's actually like a religious holiday.
That's true. Yeah.
But
something about St. Patrick.
It's like bringing like Christianity to Ireland.
Yeah, getting the snakes out. There is some religious meaning. You're right.
Look, it's the luck of the Irish, and it's the time that I get to drink. I love to drink, and yes, yeah, the green beer is my jig. I love it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah,
I love beer. Who doesn't want to be French kissed during St. Patrick's Day?
You mean Irish?
and say again.
You mean Irish?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, no, I get it.
He said French kiss.
Yeah, French kiss me, I'm Irish. I get it. That's a really funny shirt.
I don't think that that's a shirt.
I got it. Megan, you got to find one of those.
I think it's just kiss me, I'm Irish, not French kiss me.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past some of those guys.
You can do whatever.
Yeah, clearly.
That's what I say.
3-4. Okay, hang on one second, you guys. 340-9595. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Should you pretend to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day, no matter what your nationality? It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back. Erica called us up because she's embarrassed by her boyfriend, Matt. Is that right, Erica?
Yes.
Yes, she's very embarrassed because every St. Patrick's Day, he goes out and dresses like he's Irish and pretends he's Irish, but he's Latino. And she thinks that that's just too bad. Is that an accurate depiction, Matt, of what you do?
I'm not going to say that I pretend that I'm Irish. I'm Latino, yeah, but, you know, I just it's part of the culture, you know? It's an Irish holiday, and we all get to have fun and be green.
Oh,
not your culture.
Okay, no. Yes, it is. That's all right.
Hey, listen, I don't mind when people celebrate Cinco de Mayo, right?
That is true. That is true. We all pretend that we're Mexican on Cinco de Mayo. Hold on one second, you two. 340-9595. Hey, Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you want to say about Matt, who's Latino, going out and pretending he's Irish on St. Patrick's Day?
I think that's kind of funny.
You think it's kind of funny?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a mashup of ethnicities.
Yeah.
In my eyes, it's kind of fun though.
It is kind of fun.
It's kind of, everyone does it on St. Patty's Day. You'll have people who are of all different backgrounds going out wearing a shirt that says, "Kiss me, I'm Irish."
Right. Yeah. And they're not Irish. They're like Polish and Scandinavian. Right. And
I think it's just like an excuse to party, basically, like every other holiday in the
world. Exactly.
That is a great point.
Yeah, but I have a little bit of Irish in my background, so I got to... You know.
Of course you do. Everybody on St. Patrick's Day has a little bit of Irish in their background.
I know.
I'm like 1/8 Irish.
I mean, like, literally.
Okay. All right. All right, Sean. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Somebody should make up a beer called Irish Blood, and that way someone could just say, "I've got some Irish blood."
That's a great idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, I like it.
Megan, how Irish are you?
Both my parents are like almost... all Irish. Like, they had a couple random things in them.
Have you spit in one of those tubes and sent it away to get your heritage?
No, but we got one of those for Christmas, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
That was like 3 months ago.
My boyfriend and I, we never did it yet.
What? You didn't do that?
I know. We need to do it because we thought it would be cool to, like, do that and then go to the place that we, like, came back the majority of, each of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'd be fun, right?
So, wait a minute. So, you would probably go to Ireland and then he would go to hell.
Ah, good one, Mark. Yeah, super burn. Right. No pun intended.
I see what you did there. 340-9. He's the devil.
Yeah.
340-9595. This is Marissa from Jack's Beach. How are you?
Hey there. How's it going?
Hey, we're good, Marissa. What do you want to say about this guy whose girlfriend says it's embarrassing that you pretend you're Irish on St. Patrick's Day because you're Latino?
Well, I just think his girlfriend is a fun sucker, because if he wants to dress like a green idiot on St. Patrick's Day, then why not? It's the only day that you can.
Yeah. A green idiot.
Yeah. It might be kind of weird if you're a green idiot any other day of the year.
Exactly.
Really being green any other day, whether you're smart or stupid, I mean, would just be weird. All right, so you're like, it's St. Patty's Day, all for it, just go buck wild, and who cares?
Exactly.
Are you Irish, Marissa?
I am not Irish. I am actually Latino also, but I dress like a green idiot on St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually Irish, and I don't get offended when other people celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Like, I don't think that it's...
I was going to ask you about that.
No, I don't feel like... it's a big deal. Like, I think also in America, we don't celebrate it like the way that it's actually supposed to be celebrated anyways.
I think we celebrate it like way more than they actually celebrate it.
They do. It's like a religious like thing and feast and like a day to commemorate.
No, going to Dublin for St. Patrick's Day is a buzzkill, but going to Savannah, holy hell. That is the place
to
be.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tiffany from Arlington. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What do you think, Tiffany?
This girlfriend is ridiculous.
She's ridiculous.
Yes. First of all, who is she to say that he should not be able to celebrate other cultures and appreciate what they are dealing with or what they are celebrating? It's like saying we can't have an appreciation for Dia de los Muertos, for example.
What the hell is that?
Day of the Dead.
Oh, Dia de los Muertos. Oh, I got it.
That people in Mexico celebrate.
Yeah.
Hold on.
To appreciate. Okay.
You're telling me that you celebrate Dia de los Muertos?
My daughter has learned about it. I learned about it and appreciate it when I got a degree, an associate's degree in cross-cultural studies. People in this country need to appreciate each other's cultures, and she needs to just relax. Maybe she needs to have a beer.
Yeah. Totally.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Relax. Have a beer. Megan has that tattooed on her face. By the way, it was odd that she would pick Dia de los Muertos.
I thought,
like,
she was going to say like Cinco de Mayo.
Right. Like that I get.
Yeah.
You know, because it gets some
guacamole. Wait, is that the same day? No, it's not, right?
No, I think that's... I don't even know when I'm going to be honest with you. And it's near Halloween, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. 340-9595. Karen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great, Karen. Are you Irish?
I am. I've got the ginger hair, too.
Oh, yeah, the ginger hair. Do you feel that it's appropriate for non-Irish people to dress in green and pretend to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day?
Not at all. I think it's really cool that he's involved in it and kind of celebrating everybody. If I saw him, you said he's Latino, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I saw him out partying at Ray, I'm not sure, I would high-five him.
It would be funny. Yeah.
No, you're supposed to kiss him, not high-five. Don't say high-five me either.
Well, you know, kissing the strangers, I might give him one on the cheek.
Okay, all right, perfect.
Hey, by the way, you were right. It's on Halloween.
Oh,
Day
see,
of the
there,
Dead.
There you go. Thanks, Megan.
Just Googled it. Sorry.
That should also be your motto. Hey, Mark, you were right.
No.
Reagan from Jack's Beach.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Reagan, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I think he's totally fine with celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I mean, people celebrate Cinco de Mayo all the time, and they wear sombreros. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but a lot of people get offended on Cinco de Mayo when, like, white people go out. Like, I go out in a sombrero, and people are like, oh, my God, that's so offensive. That's not what this day's about.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit more offensive than wearing green on St.
Patrick's. Why, though? Why is that
offensive? Because it's, like, cultural appropriation.
Well, it's the same thing. You're appropriating the Irish culture. Yeah. If you're literally wearing a shirt that says, kiss me, I'm Irish, that's appropriation.
Maybe if you're Irish, it's not.
But he's not. He's Latino.
Well, I'm saying. So not if he can him, wear him, but
just here's the thing. I want you to mark this day because when I roll in here on the 5th of May wearing a sombrero,
there's already one right there.
I know. I'm right. It's waiting for me. I don't want you to tell me that it's a cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to do that though.
Why? But that's not fair.
I think it is.
I can drink margaritas if they can drink green beer.
You can drink margaritas all year round.
In fact, I had one this morning for breakfast.
Here, am I wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.